Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Have the old guys and the new guys. And exactly. I get why they do it. They're kind of a case study and maybe hanging on a little too long.
Right. And then CBS, obviously, they pulled the plug pretty quick the last couple of years when it came to Dan Marino. It's like, all right, Dan, you're going to move on here. Phil Sims, they cut the cord there pretty quick, right? They took him out of the booth, brought him into the pre and post, and they pushed him out of there, and he's gone now. And obviously, Tony Romo's that guy in the A chair with Jim Nantz. And we'll see, like, this stock up, stock down. Tony Romo, I don't know where a lot of people are. Stocks are at super high, and he's kind of evened off a little bit there, but just coming talk about the pre and post game product, you know, the inside the NBA and TNT now ending and shifting to ESPN. I do wonder how it'll change a lot because when it comes to ESPN, it's just such a stale pre and post game product. I used to love Stuart Scott. He was synonymous with basketball, cooler than the other side of the pillow, booyah, all of that. And he, I used to love when Stuart Scott sat down with the finals MVP. I always thought that was such a cool conversation at the end of it. Whether it was Kobe, whether it was LeBron winning his first one. I think his last one might have been with Kawhi or something like that, like as a Spur, right? Like there was something really cool and special about that. Maybe for me, maybe I'm just being sentimental here because that was a part of like my childhood. Mm-hmm. Stuart since passed away, right? And he was an icon for ESPN for so long and he was so cool, right? I think they've been longing and searching for that. And it was back then, it was Magic Johnson with him. It was John Barry, who I actually think is actually really underrated.
John Barry was awesome.
When it came to the breaking down the X's and O's, I think Tim Legler is a guy that should get more run, as we've seen. But I think they've been searching for that. And is Inside the NBA going to just immediately take over for that? We'll see.
Well, you're referencing all those. Like, I do think that there's a new one that's been around for a couple years that's as good, and we just don't view it that way because it's the NFL. But the Sunday night broadcast, the pregame for the Sunday night has taken, like it used to be primetime for me on Sunday night. I would go to ESPN.
Yeah.
If my team won, it was Tom Jackson and Chris Berman.
Yeah.
And I would like, da, 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 da,
and they
da,
still
da.
Do it, but it's ESPN Plus. So it's not the same. It's Booker McFarland, not Tom Jackson. So it's not the same.
And they don't have, like right now, the Sunday football matchup, we're all watching.
Yep.
Even if we're exhausted from football
all day. It is the matchup now.
But I love their pregame show. And I don't even love all of the people they have on. Like, I'm not huge on Tony Dungy. I'm not huge on Garrett. But the way they present it, it feels big time. They give me a recap of all the games. So it's a great blend of, here's what happened throughout the day. Here's what's going to happen tonight, and we'll give you some, you know, talking points. It's like a little bit of everything.
I don't know which of the McCourty brothers does it, but I like whichever one does the Sunday Night Football broadcast.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know. And Rodney Harrison's good.
Yeah, no. But Chris Sims, say what you will about him. I do think he's tapped in. I actually like Chris Sims, too. You know, Kyle Shanahan's best friend from college, but they're homies. They have matching tattoos. I don't know if you've heard that, Joe. They're very cool and very tight with each other. Maria Taylor, I think, does an excellent job for NBC, too.
Excellent.
And Tirico on the broadcast is really good.
He's the best.
Chris Collinsworth, stock is, I don't know with Chris.
You know where I stand.
Yeah. He's not your favorite?
No. Well, Amazon's trying to copy them, right? It's not even close.
I mean, Amazon, I don't know what to make of Amazon. I feel like the visuals are really good and crisp, but something just feels so manufactured with the Clarissa Thompson. Whitworth, all of them together, Fitzpatrick, I don't know.
Sherman's kind of quirky.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, it's not great.
It doesn't work.
So, and, like, I think the Fox baseball, or is it TBS baseball? I think it's either Fox or TBS baseball. A-Rod, Poppy.
It's Fox. It's Fox, yeah.
Pedro. Like, it's good. The personalities are good, and they clearly all respect and love each other, and they're all goofy in their own right. But I don't think people watch that show like I do. I do, but I don't think anyone else does. Jimmy Rollins is kind of the straight man in that panel.
Oh, that one with Pedro, I do think, is TBS, if I'm not mistaken.
They kind of, like, they go back and forth, some of the guys.
888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app. Come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 3 hours down, one more to go here with Spadoni and Shasky. It went from this or that when it came to Charles Barkley or Pat McAfee. We can still take your calls and texts on that. Who are you taking between those television sports icons right now, I guess you can call them, in their respective teams and franchise, I should say. 888-957-9570. Leagues, that's the word I was looking for. But it kind of transformed to this other talk when it comes to the pre and post game coverage for some of these sports right now. What's that one that you're tuning into? And is it going to continue to be Inside the NBA on ESPN? Because I think that's really the one, as we're talking about all these different sports, everyone kind of agrees with Inside the NBA. Like, that's the one. It's not the NFL, which is the biggest sport. It's not College Game Day. And I love College Game Day. I think we could all agree that it is Inside the NBA, no longer on TNT. It's going to be on ESPN. And Bill Simmons, by the way, Joe, actually had an interesting take on this. And I know you have a love-hate relationship when it comes to Bill Simmons. I think he does a lot of good stuff, and he has some interesting takes that we can take and react to, and we're going to do that right here. This is via The Ringer. He thinks there's a way that ESPN could even mess up Inside the NBA.
I'm with him on this one.
Let's take a listen. Bill Simmons.
I think ESPN's going to the show up. I don't care if I get aggregated.
Zag. I didn't understand.
Yeah. I think they're going to show up. I don't think they, unless they completely change how they do commercials, the show is going to be different and people are going to be pissed and Barkley and those guys are going to be pissed. And I think it's going to go badly. The only way it doesn't go badly is if they do the commercials and they give them the lengthy segments that you need to have that show work. They're going to have to change how they do it. They just paid so much for the NBA. That if they don't do that and they do these same short, terrible segments that you're about to see in the finals, where it's like a 1.5 minute halftime and it's like a 20 minute pregame, if they do that, they're going to show up and everybody's going to be mad. If they mess with any piece of this, everyone's going to be mad.
Right.
And that's the part that I can't wait to watch. Like, even like little insignificant stuff, if we feel like it's different anyway, people would be mad.
And that's what everyone's afraid of with ESPN.
It's going to happen.
I'm trying to. With the break schedule, is that really it? Really?
So I don't know what you grew up on in terms of radio, but like in this market at the time, no one was doing 40 to 45 minutes of uninterrupted radio in this market until Tony Bruno and Gary Radnich did it on air. And it was must listen every day. And anyone who's like, look, Chasky, you're wrong. No, we all listened. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest half hour plus of radio in this market at the time, okay, maybe that we've ever seen. And it was 10 o'clock every single day. Don't tell me no lies and keep your hands up. And it was Bruno and Radnich. And part of the beauty of it was that it was uninterrupted, and you didn't know if it was going to go 30 minutes or maybe 40, 45 minutes. And it was Gary yelling at the producers, I know that the break is coming. And he didn't even care about the break. And he was going to, and this was before, obviously, we had a station at 95.7 The Game. And what made that segment wasn't, hey, Tony, stay on hold. We're going to go on the other side and we're going to, no, it was, this is the segment. We don't kind of know how long it's going to go. And we're on live radio, mm-hmm. kind of walking a tightrope. And that's what made that beautiful. And it was so unique to anything else out there. When I think of the television product for ESPN, and I've watched Bob Myers on these halftime shows, it goes 1 minute into the studio. All right, Perk, what do you think? I think Stephen A. Smith, that the other team's going to have to do something. And then Bob's like, yeah, I agree. You got to hit some shots here, Stephen A. I'm telling you, the Knicks got to do something. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. No, that's
what it is.
That's very accurate.
And so
that's unfortunate.
When I watch TNT do their thing, it's a chunky 10, 11 minute segment during halftime where they're literally breaking down. And Kenny's like, hey, you see right here, you know, the defense is sagging right here and they gotta jump and hedge these screens. And look at what Kawhi Leonard is doing right here on defense. He's coming late on the double team. Like, they really break stuff down and then they throw it to Charles and you get a fully fledged opinion. And then Kenny's allowed to have a retort. And then Ernie throws it to Shaq. And then he has an opinion. You don't get that from ESPN. And what ESPN's also going to do, and we know this, hey, let's try to shoehorn in Perk. Let's try to shoehorn in Stephen A. You know it's coming.
Well, I hope those guys aren't going to be shoehorned in all the time, because the last thing that you could do, like you want to do to mess up a good thing like this, is make it feel forced. That's what we don't want. And I will agree with what Bill said there. Like, well, we can smell BS a mile away. Any consumer could smell it a mile away.
Yes.
Like, when it comes to what we know and how much media we consume on a day-in and day-out basis, you can't quantify it sometimes, but when you see it, it's like, this doesn't look right or feel right, I'm out. Like, we knew that early on with the Amazon Prime broadcast. It was like, this, something's off here. Like, I don't know what it is. Is it the cluster of the commercials, the breaks, whatever they're doing? I don't know the personalities, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. What is going on? It's not right. So much so that the NFL, even Roger Goodell, said after like the first, he's like, yeah, that wasn't on the par of what we wanted for our broadcast, and they need to step up. Basically, like calling out Amazon.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you guys need to fix your stuff, because that's not on the level of NBC, ESPN, CBS, or Fox, who've been doing this for a very long time. So you guys need to get your bleep together. If I'm ESPN though, and I'm the leader at, I literally try to make it as simple of a transition as possible and just say, you guys do what you do well. These are going to be the break times. We'll try to figure it out as best as we can. Just don't, I don't need Stephen A there. Maybe some days he'll fill in. Maybe some days, because they have that, right? Where it was,
I don't want to see Stephen A.
No. But you know, some broadcast, there was Dwayne Wade and who is it? Candace Parker, right? Well,
that's the Tuesday crew for TNT.
Exactly.
What's the guy's name who does the show?
Lefko?
Yeah, Lefko.
So,
thank you.
So some,
and it's okay. Exactly. It's not as good.
But that should be like the Stephen A. And like, I don't know if Malika is still going to be doing
stuff.
See, I
think the problem is that ESPN thinks we want more Stephen A. I think society is telling you we want less Stephen A.
They've paid him, so they're going to use him as much. But, so they put themselves in that position. Yes.
Okay, but this, like a deli, if tuna's not selling on the menu, you take tuna off the menu.
I can go for some tuna right now. A tuna melt.
You know what I mean?
Like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Look, Joe. Yes, they are paying him a lot of money. The audience is telling you we've rejected his analysis on this particular show. On his own show, it works. On this show, we've rejected it.
What do you tune in for Stephen A. these days? And like
honestly, I don't tune in to him.
Is he that out of the picture?
I find him to be hilarious, but I don't search out his opinions. There's too much of him.
I think you think he's hilarious when it comes to non-sports related stuff. See, that's the thing. With Stephen A., I almost want the pop culture slash political, like, that sounds insane, right? Slash political version of Stephen A, more than the actual sports. And that's going to be a problem when I'm paying him this much money to be the sports guy. I don't go in, like, the Cowboy shtick thing, that's kind of over for me. Like, I get it, you hate the Cowboys, so him wearing the hat might be funny for you still.
I just think he's jumped the shark for me. He's been overexposed. And once you've been overexposed, you can't go back.
And I can't, like, say this enough. We haven't even brought up this guy's name in all this equation, but Shannon Sharp, that could be a huge loss for Stephen A, too. And, like, I get it. Like, what, say what you will about the guy. They had a good rapport back and forth. And that's going to be a potential big loss for them. If Shannon and all the allegations. We'll see. And then he's on, like, a leave of absence right now. I don't even know if he's ever going to come back. We don't know. So that's going to be an interesting take in all this, too. Do they try to bring in someone else? Like, is Jason Kelce now going to be that guy that's going to be featured a lot more for ESPN going forward? I don't know.
And not to get too in the weeds, but I do feel like when he basically just got rid of Max Kellerman, that told me he wants no intellectual pushback.
Right, because I actually appreciated Max and his takes on
that. I don't even like Max's takes, but the fact that you're so worried about him and his opinions, that tells me how insecure.
Well, no, Max would clown him on boxing.
But that's because
Max knows boxing. And Stephen A
is really smart.
Certain thing, I'll give Stephen A this, and I know we're up against it. He knows his basketball, but don't try to check Max when it comes to boxing. Like, he knows his stuff, man. And, like, trying to, like, feel insecure about that. I also felt some type of way how they pushed him out. We're up against it. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Plus, I do want to get back into this Giants-Padres series that's starting today, Joe, because you're going to be at the game. And JT Snow, who joined us a couple segments ago, had some really interesting thoughts in regards to some of the struggles on offense. We'll get back into some of the stock up, stock down. Final segment coming up on the roast, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Living it up and saying Berkeley, one of the best towns in America, Joe. Yeah? You putting Berkeley up there? You were at the game last year, actually, right? When it was Cal and it was Miami. You had to leave.
I left in the late third quarter.
You thought it was over?
No. My mother-in-law had to go home. She was babysitting a little. It took forever. The game took forever. I left late third quarter. Got home at the start of the fourth quarter and watched the whole fourth quarter. I live in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
That's how long that college football game took.
And it was...
I knew they were going to lose that game.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
How much were they up? Like 20 points at one point? Is that what it was?
They could have been up 1,000.
It didn't matter.
It was 25.
It was 25. You can't sleep on the Hurricanes.
One of the nicest nights of the year.
Was it?
Everyone was in shorts.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I sat next to Mark Madsen, coach of the Cal.
Oh, not Kyle Madsen. Okay. Got it. Why'd you look at me like that? What's Kyle Madsen, our former host here. Current, still host sometimes, occasionally. Kyle Madsen, obviously ESPN 1320. Was it the Insiders, right? There you go. You locked in? That's our sister station. You got to promote those things, Joe.
Not inside the NBA. Inside the Kings.
Inside the
Kings. That is niche.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you what's inside the Kings. Nothing.
What's the stock up situation? Stock down?
Chicago Bulls.
Whose stock is up in Sacramento? Anyone's? No?
In Sacramento?
Brent Rooker. That's about it.
Jim Boy's Tacos.
They've lost, real quick on the A's, as we're going to pivot back to the Giants here in a second. The A's have lost 17 of their last 18 games. They are awful right now, and I mean awful.
You don't want to see them late August, though.
No. Well, talking about late August at a ballpark, oh, my God. Oh.
It's a big week for the Giants.
Luis Severino at home. That's their big offseason acquisition. They're number one.
Yeah, he's a Met last year.
He has like a 6.56 ERA at Sutter Health Park. He has like a 0.86 on the road this year. He's been unstoppable on the road, but on the at home, he sucks. He stinks. Oh, gotta wonder why, you know, playing in a minor league ballpark might bite you in the ass. And that's what happened with the A's. So there you go. Just that was the Sacramento A's talk of the day right there. Pivoting back to the Giants, though, because we did have JT Snow, Joe, join us. If you missed any of that interview, find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. Join us at 8 o'clock, JT Snow, former Gold Glove first baseman for your San Francisco Giants. But he's very tapped in on the team still, follows them along, worked with the team in spring training, worked with Bryce Eldridge, who's 20 years old, in AA right now, the top prospect for the Giants, a first baseman. God, guy's a mountain. Talking about the mountain in Game of Thrones, he's the mountain of baseball. He's like an Aaron Judge-esque figure when it comes to just the size. And a guy like that, translating to San Francisco, would be massive. Just with this team, that just needs a larger-than-life figure. Like, they just need someone that just strikes fear. If I look in the batter's box over the weekend, you know who strikes fear into me? Shohei Ohtani's a big guy. He strikes fear into me. Aaron Judge strikes fear into me. You're going to see the guy tonight. Fernando Tatis Jr., say what you will about him and the extra killers. Guy strikes fear into me. He lives for the big moments. Jackson Merrill, another guy.
Yeah.
Manny Machado. They got left or right. Hell, the short guys. Arias. He's like 5'10", soaking wet. He strikes fear into me because he's going to get a hit. You know he is. So we're looking for that if I'm a San Francisco Giants fan. And could Bryce Eldridge be that guy maybe as soon as this year? I know he's in AA, but JT Snow talked about when to bring up Bryce Eldridge. Take a listen.
You need to promote a guy when his mindset and his mental game is at the top. That'll take a while. Get to Sacramento. And I would, when he starts swinging the bat like he is now, I would get him up to the warm weather in the summer. Let him get some confidence, hit some bombs, and then you maybe make a move depending on where the team's at. I don't think they need to go out and trade for a first baseman or someone like that. I think he's the guy. And I know it's very sensitive nowadays with we don't want to ruin a guy, we don't want to ruin his confidence, but he's going to be okay. And talking to him in spring training and work with him every morning, he's got confidence. And I think the ups and downs won't be that big. There won't be the big peaks and valleys. When the timing is right, I think you get him up here and you let him play.
Like, I'll say this, Joe. Why not bring up Bryce Eldridge? What are the reasons not to? Is it just confidence? If that's the only reason, then what the hell are we doing? Like, he can't play through some adversity? No, like, we do this all the time. And like, I know it's not the same sport, Joe, but like, the NFL and NBA, you don't think these guys like are shaking my confidence when they have bad outings left and right, left and right? They have to keep playing. Like the Giants, are they going to win the World Series this year? Right? Like, are we, they're 7 games over .500. We can't use a Bryce Eldridge when no one else can hit right now except Elliot Ramos?
Fair or not, I feel like he is paying the price for maybe them not having a COVID minor league season for Joey Bart. I think that the organization as a whole probably felt like they rushed Joey Bart. And the irony is actually the guy that they rushed is Pat Bailey, who only had a couple hundred at-bats in the minors and is really struggling.
That's a great point.
And look, you know, Buster's going to have his point of view on how many innings that someone needs or how many at-bats they need in the minors to be ready. And I think everyone is at a different phase. One thing I'm learning about children, for example, is your one-year-old might walk better than my one-and-a-half-year-old.
Yeah.
Or my one-and-a-half-year-old might walk better than your two-year-old or whatever. And it really doesn't mean much until they get significantly older.
No, and you do that as a first. I'm urging all the first-time parents out there, the worst thing you could do is start comparing your kids to other kids that young because it's oh, you're going to think something's wrong with the kid. No, everyone runs their own race differently.
Well,
let
that's
them develop their own thing differently. Yes, my 5-year-old Benny was walking a lot, you know, not as fast as Nora. You know why Nora's walking faster or when she was like 10 months, 11 months, whatever it was? Because she had her older brother to look up to, and he kind of showed her the path really quick. And that's what happens. Some kids are faster at certain things. Now, Benny was, you know, speaking very quickly and writing very fast. And there's different stages and checkpoints for all these kids. So the worst thing you can do, if I could part any parenting advice out there, is comparing your kids to other kids. Let them do their own thing. Continue. Sorry.
Well, no, that's my PSA. It's well said. And I think that when I look at like Jackson Merrill, who you're, you know, going to get a look at with the Padres, you know, he came up right away. And Fernando Tatis, he came up right away. Well, their infrastructure is different. And the way that they go about development is different than where the Giants are at. But I do get envious when I see those guys playing at such a young age and being able to contribute right away to their team. And it makes me want to, you know, bring our guy up. Like right now, the Giants are one of the best teams in the league in terms of how many runs they've actually given up. The runs against, they're only giving up 206 runs. In the National League, the only team that's better than them is the Mets.
Exactly.
193.
And they're really, the Mets are really good.
Really good. Yeah. You know how many teams are over 300? You know, they just faced one over the weekend. The Marlins, they've given up over 300 runs. Now, the problem for the Giants is the runs scored. But they're going up against a team that has actually scored less runs than them this year in the Padres. And so you're almost identical in the standings. This is a huge week for the Giants. It's not just a huge week because you're facing the Padres. It's also a huge week for me because nothing else is going on.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Niner activity. The NBA isn't going to play till Thursday. All eyes are directly pointed on the San Francisco Giants this week. You have a four-game set at home against the Padres, and then you get the Braves, who we all believe to be a legitimate threat in just baseball.
They have big boys. Matt Olson, Acuna, Riley, all them.
And even though they're four games under 500 right now, they're a team no one is counting out, correct?
Correct. People were counting them out a couple years ago when they went on that World Series run. Yeah.
I think this is a crucial week for the Giants, and it's not necessarily like just about the standings. I think it's about buy-in from the fan base. Take 3 out of 4 against the Padres. Take 2 out of 3 against the Braves. How good would Giants fans be feeling next week at this exact same time if I told them that was the result?
Oh, I would feel great. Winning a series against the Padres would be massive right now. Split? It feels like, okay, I guess I'd take it.
But you need to gain ground.
You need to gain ground, and you also need to gain the momentum of, as you just alluded to, school's out, eyeballs are on you.
Yes.
People are jostling for attention right now. Even when the NBA Finals, the NBA Finals is going to start tonight. As far as I'm concerned, I still might be watching the Giants game at some point over that NBA Finals game. If it's compelling enough, which is saying something, and maybe that people think, oh, you're just a basketball hater, or you're hating this matchup, you don't love ball. No. I love big names and star power, and quite frankly, the Padres as a team have more than that than the Oklahoma City Thunder or Indiana Pacers, sounds insane. Might speak to my MLB, but Tatis and Machado are box office. Those two guys are box office. That brand of baseball is one of the most fun brands of baseball in all the major leagues. It just is.
They've got names you know.
Yes.
Tatis. This is their batting order yesterday. Tatis, Arias, Machado, Merrill,
Bogarts,
Sheets,
right?
Bogarts, Cronenworth.
Yep.
They've got household names. Even Maldonado. Giants fans have seen him enough.
Yep.
He's not the greatest hitter in the world, but like they've got guys that we recognize. And you're gonna—is it Dylan Cease tonight?
Dylan Cease? No, it's not Dylan Cease tonight. Some guy I've never heard of. So let me continue.
No, but like this is the time right now to capture the hearts of Giants fans. And I think I look at someone like Jackson Merrill, who we saw on opening weekend last year, and he played the entire year. He's 22 right now.
Steven Kolek is the pitcher tonight.
Jackson Merrill is their center fielder, and he's 22 right now. And he's one of the best players in baseball this year. He's batting .331. He's got 5 jacks, playing great. Defense in center. He's got a .905 OPS. This guy's been a stud for them. And when you are a young player on a cost-controlled contract, which, you know, that's kind of their MO, the Padres want to lock you up. Like, that's the blueprint that the Giants fans have been waiting for. We've been dying for. And if I said, hey, we've got Adamas, and we got Chapman, and Jung-Woo Lee, Ramos now, and Bryce Eldridge, and Fitzgerald, you can see the vision for a nucleus of a playoff team.
Man, I look at that contract that he signed, 9 years, $135 million guaranteed. I get it. You're that young. Like, you've just given yourself generational wealth, your family generational wealth. Who am I to say, maybe you shouldn't have signed that, because if you keep balling out, you could have turned that, I don't know, 135 guaranteed to a couple hundred, 300 million. Like,
Joe,
I get it, but that was a very prudent, that was a Braves move, actually. The Braves are really good at doing this with the Ozzie Albies of the world, the Acunas of the world. Hell, Matt Olson, right? Another guy coming from the A's. I need to capitalize on making some money right now. Sean Murphy, right? Like, that was a very Braves move.
Let me
for the
play
Padres.
The other side of that.
It was great, though. Yeah, 135 only.
Yeah,
only. Ugh.
But what if you had locked up Chris Bryant and you were the Cubs way back when? Would that have been a great deal?
I don't know. Like, Chris Bryant, is he a product of his environment almost at this point? Like, he just can't stay on the field, so I hear you on that. But he is a legend always for
Chicago. No doubt. I just think that it's easy for all of us as fans to say, lock up everyone. Well, the law of averages tell you that everyone is not going to all make it all the way to the destination in terms of being a stud.
Well, I'll say in that regard, like when it comes to spending, like 9 years, $135 million, I got to do the math there, but it's like, you know, 20 plus million, whatever, or like 28 million, whatever it is a year. I don't know what it comes out to. Sorry, my math is all over the place. Like, that's a bargain.
It's even, like even 17, 18.
There you go. It's not even like that great. Like, it's not even like that much. Like, even if he's a 250 hitter,
yeah,
it's like, okay, he's not killing us, right? So I think that's going to age very, very well. And it was prudent on them to lock that guy up early, especially because, you know, Machado's getting older. You do have Tatis, obviously.
Machado's still great.
I know. He's still so. As far as I'm concerned, he's going to go down as a Hall of Famer. But the star power in this one is all on the Padres' end. And wouldn't it be nice if you're the Giants, and this is the time Willy Adames shows out against some of these other big names, your highest paid player,
that would be
finally showing
huge
up against these other guys. And maybe that's what it takes, Joe. Maybe it takes a rivalry, some of these other guys that like the fans can't stand, like some more juice on these games. Because let's keep it a buck. Was there any juice in that Marlins Stadium over the weekend? Was there anything? Oh my God. Is there a more sterile atmosphere than a Miami Marlins game right now in sports?
I didn't recognize any players on their team.
None.
And I love baseball.
You could have named one. No, I can't name anyone in the Marlins or all.
And I think as we talk about like what makes you tap in, there is a novelty with the Padres. The name recognition is through the roof. And I'm envious of them, but then I look up and I'm always like, how are they not better?
Best watches in sports right now are the Padres on one of those like shortlists when you go league by league.
Well, OKC's a fun watch.
Okay.
But if they're not also going to be a team that I go out of my way to watch, and maybe that makes me a cash, but I'd rather watch like, you know, I'm just going to use Denver to me is way more fun. I love watching Denver. I don't know why. I just love watching Denver play.
See, this is a different conversation. It's not as fair because I'm going to go atmosphere here. But, like, the atmosphere at a Padres home game is going to be infinitely better than the atmosphere at an OKC home game. That might be a hot take.
OKC crowd's been pretty impressive.
But it's a party out in San Diego, man. And there's an element of it's outside. Exactly, that's the thing. I mean, you just want to live in San Diego. The reason you're in Oklahoma City and you're enjoying it is because you're inside and you're watching basketball. Then you leave and it's just like, oh.
They did get everyone in the lower bowl to buy in on the T-shirts. Is that blue? I don't even know what
good
color
for
that.
Them. Yeah, good
was,
for them.
What's it considered?
I don't know. Or yeah, blue crush or
aqua
something.
Or something. Blue, white. It does. It visually looks pretty cool when all the fans are bought in on the T-shirts.
Yay, T-shirts! Yay, let's do it!
Yay!
It does nothing for me. I hear you though. I hear you. Here's more from JT Snow, who joined us, because I just mentioned Willy Adames. Wouldn't this be a perfect series for him to just show out against some of the biggest stars in the game? Like, I want us to have the biggest stars in the game, too, if I'm a Giants fan. And we signed this guy thinking he was going to be that guy, and he just hasn't been. So what's the problem, JT? Why is Willy struggling so mightily at the plate right now?
They got some new players. Adames is new. He signed a huge contract. Him and Chapman have huge contracts. I think if you ask them, they would probably say, you know, they're underperforming right now, hitting, you know, 235 and 208. And I think Adames is learning how hard it is to hit in San Francisco.
It's just hard to hit in San Francisco. It's as simple as that. He's actually, his home splits are better than his road splits right now by a lot. So it's just as simple as that?
Joe, he's a guy that has averaged over 130, 140 hits pretty much throughout his entire career. The COVID year, throw that out, right? But he's got like 45 hits right now. Like, he might not crack 120 at this pace.
That's a problem. That's not good.
And I know there's the three true outcome people that are going to say it doesn't matter about just hits, but it does to me.
Well, it does when I like watch, again, the team you're going up against tonight, and I watch a guy in Arias just get hits left and right. Like, and it's. And it longs me for the time when we just had players like that just hit no matter what, and they could just get hits. Oh, but he doesn't walk. I don't care if you're batting 340. You're getting on base all the time and hitting. Like, it's okay. And there's something to be said about that lost art of, you know, it's Arias and who? Like, Jacob Wilson for the A's, the only guys that just keep hitting and hitting and hitting no matter what. Can they just, if I'm Adames, I might just sneak into batting practice like, hey, Luis, you got any tips for me? I'm struggling right now. Can you help a brother out?
Well, hearing JT basically say, oh, he's got this really long swing. You know what I was thinking of when he said that? It was like, oh, that was the same thing we said about Evan Longoria early on. Yeah. And that did not translate. Even though he had some nice years, I think most Giants fans would say that that trade wasn't even close to as good as they wanted.
And I thought the Evan Longoria thing, and I hear you on that, and I was actually making my point earlier. It's like, I don't care about the ballpark excuse right now. I just want you to hit the damn ball. To hell with just hitting it outside of the, like, yes, yeah, so I want you to hit home runs. Can you just get me some contact and get me some consistent hits every single game, or like good at bats at least, right? Like when Evan Longoria came over from Tampa, the first thing I thought, I was like, yeah, playing in the AL East is not like playing in the NL West.
It's completely different.
The ballpark's there.
Completely different.
Just going to be completely different. And the pitching and everything, it was just so much different. Petco, Oracle, then AT&T, right? Dodger Stadium. Those are big, big ballparks. Right now, you got the Rockies kind of offset that, and Chase Field kind of offset that, if you will. But you look at Tampa, you can hit it out there. You hit the trop, everything. Oh, now they're in a minor league park, right? Even then, you'll still hit it out of the park. Fenway, it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium, very small. Camden Yards, very small.
Yeah.
All those are very, very. Toronto, right? It's not very big. It's like you think it looks big, but. I just watched the Toronto series against the A's over the weekend. Everyone's hitting. Friendly. It's very hitter friendly. Like the entire division, very hitter friendly. So when he came here, it was a struggle for him. It was. And maybe that is just what we're seeing right now. Willy Adames coming from the NL Central and all those hitter friendly parks, the Cincinnati's of the world, right? St. Louis.
I don't know if I consider Chicago a hitter friendly. Like, I think it plays very different depending on the weather.
The wind, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But. Milwaukee certainly is. Cincinnati certainly is.
St. Louis
is absolutely. Hot. Yes. Yeah,
you know all of those definitely. So maybe that is a good. Like, but is that? I'm just not using that as an excuse right now, though, Joe. I can't use that as an excuse.
I don't love his pitch selection currently, Willy Adames. I don't love the way he's. It just feels like he's just bombs away early on in that bat. And I know you want to jump on guys, but JT was talking about getting into a hitter's count. I just can't remember too many times he's been up 2-0. In account, and okay, now I can put both buck cheeks in. Instead, he's reaching early in counts, trying to make something happen. He's definitely pressing.
And what pitchers are going to start doing is attacking him early, forcing him on the issue. They're going to just throw a fastball right down the middle. Hey, hit this or not. And when guys are slumping, they're either going to be late, they'll foul it off, and then that gets into your head, right? And you're in the batter's box. Like, damn it, it's already 0-1. Like, seriously, like, all right, well, I really can't afford to go 0-2 right here. So, like, and you take the next pitch, and then it's just like, then you get fooled. Then it's 0-2 all of a sudden, and it's just like, then you're behind the ball. And it's a trickle-down effect, and it just becomes, like, this burden keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier, and that's what you're seeing right now. And that's what I'm just looking. Can you get a couple hits tonight? Can you do something big tonight in this series that can start being infectious to the clubhouse? Because Matt Chapman's feeling it, too. We're talking about Adames because he's the highest-paid player. Matt Chapman's also one of the highest-paid players on the team, too. And he's been awful at the plate.
I thought he was going to get hurt. There's a play where the third baseman's like a chopper that Chapman hit. Third baseman's throwing on the run. The throw takes the first baseman right into Matt Chapman. They collide. He was okay after that, it sounds like. But, I mean, that was a big hit where you're running as fast as you can. You don't look up. Boom, first baseman, throw takes you right in, and you guys collide. I mean, it's a long season. And he already hurt his hand earlier this year. Both guys, boy, this would be a hell of a week for them to catch some fire.
They need to. They need to right now. And again, the Padres, you got the Dodgers there, obviously the D-backs. It's a crucial stretch for the Giants, like to see who, like, if, like, being for real, and that's what JT was saying, like, you kind of know who this team is at this point. You're a third of the way through the season, and you're not a good offensive team. Like, excuse me. It's one thing to be, I know, thank you. It's one thing to be a great pitching team, and that's what they are right now. And that was cute in 2010. That was really fun. Really fun. Like, this is a different game now a little bit. 13 years later, 15 years later now, with some of those World Series removed, you got to be able to hit, man.
Well, you
just have to be able to hit.
Yeah, and I think right now, though, their defense has come back around, which is good. There was a play in the ninth inning, which is going to get left, you know, unspoken about, but Fitzgerald made a hell of a turn on the double play and just a perfectly thrown ball to the corner of the bag as Adames is coming across, and he made a hell of a throw to get a double play in the ninth inning where I think Camillo had balked. Was that inning? He had balked the same inning and let a guy go to second. And so you know, things are up in the air, and for them to turn that double play kind of negated the rally there. That was huge for the Giants.
888-957-9570. How big of a series is this for the San Francisco Giants? And, like, what do you want to see from the Giants' bats right now? Like, who are you calling out? Is it Adames? Is it Chapman? You know, like, Patrick Bailey? Again, some of these guys that are supposed to be cornerstones for this franchise, some of the veteran leadership on it, you're not really relying on. Like, and eventually, you know, we talked about with Wilmer Flores, like, you know, he's going to dip here. Like, if we're relying on Wilmer Flores to be that guy for this long, like, I got another thing coming for you. It's not going to happen. He's getting older, and the law of averages are going to tell me he's going to dip here, and he's going to hit a stretch. Tyler Fitzgerald's a guy who's another young player, and I've been very impressed with him. Can he keep it going? I kind of need him to.
Can I give you a suggestion?
What's your suggestion?
I actually think that they don't have a prototypical leadoff hitter, and I would actually put Fitzgerald in the leadoff spot. I want Ramos and then Lee. That's the way I would go. I would go Ramos in the two hole. I know why they have Ramos leading off.
They need to maximize his at bats. That's why. Like, and he's been the only one hitting. Yeah.
But I would like somebody to be on base when Ramos is hitting. And I think I would experiment with Fitzgerald. I think that he gives them a speed element that they Ramos is faster than most of the guys on their team, but Fitz is a whole nother level of athleticism. And I would experiment with him in the leadoff spot.
So
maybe Jung-Hoo Lee.
Some of the guys we're going to see in this series, we're not going to see Birdsong because we just saw him, and I want to pivot to the pitchers here for a second, Joe, because that is something that is positive, and I want to talk and end with a positive note here. Like, Logan Webb pitching tonight. I know what I'm going to get from Logan. Now, what I don't want is that first inning just explosion again, right? That's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. First inning with Logan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll see where it's going. Because we know he's going to give you the 4th, 5th, 6th innings. He's going to be a baller. He's going to be a gamer. That's where he makes his money. You got Roop tomorrow. Kyle Harrison's a guy that's going to be very interesting. We had the injury report today. Verlander's going to miss his next start. Harrison's going to be slated in there. Is there anything Harrison can do to like earn that spot back into the rotation again, Joe? Is he a guy that's just a stopgap right now? We'll put him back into the bullpen. Like, I know you've been not hard on him. I think you've been fair, but you've been, you know, critical of Kyle Harrison because he was this top prospect. You know, at one point we were saying we can't trade this guy for Shohei Ohtani. That's how people felt about Kyle Harrison. And, you know, he took his lumps, he took his licks, and it wasn't very good last year. And early on the season, he wasn't even with the big club. And now he's you know, finding his way as a reliever. And now he's gotten some starts under his belt, and it's been good. It's been solid. Nothing too deep. 4 1/3 inning, I think, and then 5 innings. But it was promising. Is there any way Kyle Harrison could factor back into this rotation and be a factor heading into this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. And he has been a little more impressive in the last couple of outings. Landon Roop, I'm just kind of like...
You're waiting for it to...
No, I'm just up in the air on him. I'm not angry. I'm not mad. I'm not thrilled. I'm just kind of like, okay, let's see where this is going. And I always feel like he leaves the door slightly open for someone like Harrison at every single turn. And Verlander, you know, for as bad as the statistics look, I actually think he's pitched better than it looks.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
he hasn't had great success.
I've been in on Verlander's been fine. As far as I'm concerned, I can't trust him health wise, but I could trust him getting me 5-6 innings pitched at the end of the day. Like I know what I'm getting from him when he's out there.
Here's the guy that
he's not a Cy Young anymore. He's just not. But that's fine. They don't need him to be.
Like they've got this Carson Wisenhut in AAA. See, I don't know how high they are on him, but you do have a surplus of pitching right now that is very intriguing when it comes to the young guys. And, you know, if you have inexpensive, young, dynamic pitching, you're in a good spot financially because then you're not overpaying for, we know, guys like Corbin Burns, who they were going to go for, and looks like he popped his elbow.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. That's not good. If you're Corbin Burns, if you're the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I mean, wanted him.
That's already struggling. I know. And listen, it made sense. You know why you wanted him because you grew up a Giants fan, California guy, and he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. That's why you want him. But again, all that wear and tear, a lot of usage on there. Like, it sucks because that's just what happens in baseball. Injuries happen. It's just, what are you going to do about it? But for a guy like him who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, it just sucks for the game. But again, I'm not going to feel sorry for this. It's part of it. And can the Giants take advantage of, you know, the D-backs in the division? If they're going to already be struggling pitching the ball as is, and they're going to struggle even more now, the Giants have to take advantage of that whenever they play them next. That's a fact.
The Giants, I think they offered somewhere in like the 180 to 200 range. And obviously Arizona blew that away and added a year to it, and the Giants didn't come back to it. And I was very disappointed that they didn't go out and get Corbin Burns. Boy, they might have dodged a huge bullet, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple $100 million for a guy that, I mean, the poor guy's elbow's probably done. What was his exact word, Sam, that he said when he came off the mound?
I think he said that my elbow's dead.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not
like
good.
The worst thing.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's
and by all accounts, a good dude. Ugh,
that sucks. Dead? You said it's dead? That's the last thing I want to hear from anything from a player.
Well, that's 18 months. Like that's, I mean, like I'm not trying to. At minimum, 18 months till he's back.
No, it might be forever. He said it's dead.
Well, you're gonna have surgery.
We're going T.I. We're going Justin Timberlake, dead and gone, man.
Like Robbie Ray has looked great this year. Part of what, you know, ended the Seattle thing was he was on the shelf for a couple years.
Well, it's funny you say that now because and everyone's saying the Seattle are dumb for getting rid of him because now he's balling.
Yeah, like, but he didn't pitch for them.
I know, but that's the local angle from Seattle. It's like, well, we're dumb. We shouldn't have got rid of Robbie Ray that quick. We should have stayed with our guy, trusted the rehab process. But they're desperate. They're coming off a playoff appearance, mm-hmm. right? They couldn't back that up. You know, they've been mired in mediocrity for basically our entire lifetimes. Like, they needed a big splash, and they thought, Julio Rodriguez, let's capitalize on that. Well, they could sure use a Robbie Ray. Now, by the way, he'll be going up against Dylan Cease on Thursday. That's going to be a sexy matchup. I know Dylan Cease hasn't been great this year, but I always love, you know, Cy Young caliber players going up against each other.
FYI, guys, according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today, there is cautious optimism among the Diamondbacks that he avoided any serious injuries.
Wow! Well, it's not like Bob Nightingale's the kiss of death when it comes to this stuff, so we'll see.
They actually might be low-key the worst person to be reporting that.
It's dead? They actually did.
Tommy John confirmed tomorrow.
I was gonna be really mean. No.
I don't want to.
No, we were gonna go so bad. Yeah, I know. I know,
don't want to go down that road.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
I know, but like,
it's all right, Joe. He said it himself. Tommy, he said John, it was so dead. Bad. Was that the actual like confirmed quote?
So bad, dude. My nephew got it, and you're out for 2 years. 2 years. And the scar it leaves. This other kid I know, Aiden, had it as well. And it's like, Tommy John's not good, dude.
I've never had anything like it before, so I really have nothing to compare it to, Burns said. My body does a pretty good job of telling me when I need to not do things and when I can push things. And it was telling me not to push it, so hopefully it was kind of shutting things down before it got too bad. But I won't know until we get it looked at. I don't see any quote about it being dead, though.
Well, all I know is this. Shoulder, forearm, wrist, elbow. Doesn't matter where it is on. They're all connected, okay? And so when you're a pitcher and you have any of those things, I get very, very, very worried.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm whether I'm as a fan of the team, it's your child, someone on your team, and you cease all throwing and you just rest.
Well, sneakily, the Giants, not even sneakily, they're the most healthy pitching staff. I know Verlander's out, but like they got like depth and they got health right now. So that is one thing to be positive about. Is the pitching right now.
People laughed at me when I said this to begin the year, but the modern game, you almost have to have 8 to 10 guys who could be a starter for you.
You need it.
At the realm at all time, or at the helm at all time.
I can't just rely on the 5 starters. Anymore.
No.
That's just hell no. They're all going to get hurt at some point.
No. I mean, right? Look at the Giants rotation, right? Jordan Hicks, already in the bullpen.
Oof.
Okay, right? But like, you know, that he was brought here to be a Verlander, been hurt. Landon Roop,
we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've already had to rely on the young guys, the Bird Songs, and the Harrisons that you were relying on last year. Yeah,
and if I had to put money on it, my guess would be that either Beck or Carson Wisenhunt will make a start in the next couple of weeks.
You want to do Fast Five? Is it time for that?
All right. It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. That show flew by today. Talk to the Giants. Talk some this or that. Talk to everything. Stock up. Stock down. What's your final thought today, Joe?
I'm going to the game tonight.
Yeah.
And
what are you
going
to do? Oh, no. Give me the Shasky experience. You taking the family?
No.
Oh, just you?
Well, it's this big meeting about something regarding Park and Rec and a field that they're hoping to renovate that I want to see renovated for the community, and they want some input from specific people. And so I was very honored to be asked to go. And you know me, I won't hold back. I'll tell them what I think.
Are you going? Is it the Sweet Life for Joe Shasky
tonight? I don't know where.
That's a yes.
Thank you. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. No. Sweet Life of Spadoni and Shasky. Can you invite me? No? He's just not even. It's like, no, okay.
I have one ticket. It's for me.
Oh, okay. What are you going to get? A crab sandwich or what? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Burger or hot dog.
I don't know.
Burger or hot dog.
Hope this game moves quickly, though, because you know I got to get up early.
With Logan Webb on the mound, hopefully it will.
Burger or hot dog?
Yeah, there you go.
I might go cha-cha bowl. It is pretty fire.
What is in a cha-cha bowl? Tell me. Tell the audience. What's in
What is it? Chicken? I don't even know what to describe it. It's
Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, black beans, and some broccoli slaw.
That broccoli slaw. See, that's what I didn't know. It's all like mashed up. It's hella good, though.
It sounds delicious.
It is. I think it's one of the best things at the ballpark.
I'm looking at it right now. You can make one, courtesy of Food Network, cha-cha bowl recipe. Bobby Flay has one. It's a large carrot,
Bobby Flay,
shredded, man. Got a half pineapple chopped.
Is Steph standing over his shoulder?
That's Aisha, actually. What you got, Carter? What's your final thought today?
My final thought today is... it looks like the Detroit Lions have taken a step back. Their center, Ragnow, who is an all-pro Pro Bowler, Frank Ragnow, announced his retirement about an hour ago.
He's 29.
Mind you, he's 29. It was a huge shock, apparently,
Chris
in Detroit.
Chris Borland is surprised.
I was going to bring him up, but really a kind of an interesting thing for the NFC.
Well, he's kind of been hurt, though, recently, right? Maybe the knees. Talking about the Corbin Burns thing, like maybe he saw, like, his knees or saw his future and was like, I don't know. Oh, it was a toe injury a couple of years ago. Let me look at this.
Jahmyr Gibbs is probably not pleased.
No. I don't think anyone's pleased. Jared Goff is not pleased. Are you kidding me?
Definitely not.
Dude, 3-time second team All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler. Like, he was on his way. Like, you make All-Pro like 3 consecutive years, you're on your way to be a Hall of Famer. Like, that's a huge loss for Detroit, Joe. As we're talking like NFC, stock up, stock down. Stuck down in the Lions right now, for
and
sure.
And that golf money kicks in.
Yeah. Hey, all of a sudden, the Niners don't have to. Hey, see, Joe? Got the Eagles there. Yeah, you know, I could. You know what?
The Eagles are really good, Joe.
Niners are fine. You know what?
Did you
Niners
see
got everyone right where they want.
No, that's my final thought. Don't say it.
Oh yeah, because the
sorry, so my final thought, we're talking stock
don't
downs.
Say it.
Don't steal my final thought. We're talking potential stock downs. Saquon Barkley, a dip coming. Why? He is going to be your Madden 26 cover athlete. Saquon Barkley will be on the cover of Madden. And I just sent it to you guys. They did a little behind-the-scenes thing of how they make the cover of him, like, jumping over the guy that who's trying to tackle him or whatever. It's kind of pretty cool to check it out. It's Jordan Schultz tweeted out, if anyone out there wants to take a look. But, yeah, just a cool little behind-the-scenes of how, like, they have the tackler coming up behind Saquon, and he jumps over him to get the cover shot. It's pretty cool. But as we all know, Madden cover jinx, it is definitely a real thing. Just ask Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, then prior to that was Josh Allen. Obviously, didn't win the Super Bowl.
It's basically everyone who's ever been on Madden.
Mahomes.
Except for Mahomes. And, yeah, TB12.
Because he is the devil.
Peyton Hillis had the biggest fall off of any Madden cover.
But that was like a weird one where the fans got
went to jail.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good question for another day. Who got
Peyton
hit hard?
Peyton Hillis, like, Michael Vick went to jail.
Good point.
Well, Antonio Brown, 2019.
That might be a good question for another day. Who got hit the hardest by the Madden cover jinx? And could it be Saquon Barkley this year? I know the Niners will be okay with it.
What are you rooting for, dude? What are you doing?
Hey, I'm sorry. Do you want the Niners to make the Super Bowl or not?
Odell Beckham was a huge fall off. Vince Young. Oh, my God.
There's been so many. Marshall Faulk got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that 0-4 Michael Vick, I contend, it's Bo Jackson and Ronnie Lott in the original Tecmo Bowl.
Brett Favre is a Jet in 09. Oh, my God.
Well, remember that one? He came out. At first, it came out with a Packer cover, and then he went to the Jets, so you had to download the updated cover off your computer and update it.
Favre was the first inactive player to appear on the cover. Why did they do that and think that was a good thing?
Because there's no way he's going to come out of retirement, right?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity.
Is Aaron going to go to the Vikings?
Who cares? At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.